independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
A Chinese government official is the latest to advise the U.S. to proceed with caution in North Korea. China's foreign minister said tensions between the U.S. and North Korea must be stopped before it reaches, quote, an irreversible and unmanageable stage. A U.S. Navy strike group is positioning in range at the Korean Peninsula after U.S. military strikes in Syria and Afghanistan. Bill Zimper, NBC News Radio.
It is getting a little testy. Getting a little bit testy. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the birthday of Grandpa. Grandpa's the king, all right? Like, Grandpa doesn't exist anymore in North Korea, but he is the living god, and now the god they worship that's no longer with us. You know, grandson, taking it all to a crazy level, but Grandpa is it. And a lot of people think tomorrow or Sunday they're going to conduct another, what would be the sixth nuclear test. It's getting a little bit ugly. We dropped that bomb on ISIS in those tunnels the other day, killed 36 people. That wasn't the point. Destroyed some stuff along the way. Again, really wasn't the point. The point was, hey, this is not even nuclear. Look at what we're capable of doing. Do you understand that? Do you get it? Rest of the world has sat here for 20 plus years, and you guys have played these games. And you've gotten away with it because the UN has been useless, right? We weren't really, didn't seem to care too much. We thought we had a deal in, 93? Next thing you know, they got a nuclear weapon. But it looks like they're getting ready to do it again.
Two things are coming together this weekend. One is the distinct possibility of a sixth North Korean nuclear weapons detonation, and the other is a great deal of firepower headed right at the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah. Firepower's heading there. Lots of firepower. It's a wake-up. It's a message. How will the message be received? This guy's insane. I don't think he really cares how it's received. What do we do? We have to tread careful here. I know that sounds bizarre, but there's a reason. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta even tells you what that reason be.
If we were to try to attack them, they would virtually wipe out Seoul and 20 million people who live in Seoul. And if it became a nuclear war, which is likely, millions of lives would be lost.
He's right. Let me tell you why. And first of all, listen to Leon Panetta and what Leon Panetta has to say and the strategy of containment comparatively to what this is about now when it comes to the midget over there.
I think, frankly, in the end, that's what we're left with, whether we like it or not. And frankly, it was containment and deterrence that ultimately resulted in the Soviet Union self-destructing.
Soviet Union self-destructed, absolutely. They sure in the hell did. This isn't about containment. This guy's going nowhere. Let me tell you what a nuclear bomb gives you. Status. Big time. It gives you an equalizer in the world. You're playing in the major leagues. A lot of other people playing in the minor leagues. You are one of a very few that have these, making you a threat always, and it's a deterrent to attack. That's what it gives you. You're at the big boy table now. We have to listen to you, even though we don't want to, because you have something that we have to pay attention to. It is a status symbol. It is who they are. That is what the nuclear weapon is to them. It is an identifier. They identify with that. It is power. Yes, we have more. Yes, we could wipe them out, but not before they kill tens of millions of people. It is an identifier like you can't believe. They now identify themselves as a nuclear power. It changes everything. Pakistan got a nuclear weapon. We better make sure India has one. What keeps them from killing each other? They each got nuclear weapons. If one had a nuclear weapon, you know what happens? Exactly. This is who they identify with. We are nuclear power. We have status in the game. We have a seat at the big boy table. If we get rid of that, do we become the Ukraine? Somebody invade us? If we get rid of that, we're going to be like Gaddafi? Having a nuclear weapon is his identification. That's who he is. You're going to have to pry that from his cold, dead, tiny hands before he gives that thing up. No amount of money, no amount of begging, no amount of pleading, no amount of any of that is going to get him to give that up. This is who they are. The number one identifier. This is what they're about. It gives them something. We have to be wary for several reasons. First, he's doing all he can to effort to get himself into a situation where he's got a deliverable ballistic missile that could reach these shores. Second, what he has, people want. Not good people either. To show you what, and to show you how important it is to be a nuclear power, why do you think the Sunnis have all teamed up with the Israelis? Bitter enemies, hated enemies. Because a nuclear Iran changes the entire face of the Middle East. Cannot happen. Cannot happen. Why do you think Israel's still here? It's not just because of us. It's because the dirty secret is everybody knows they have nuclear weapons. It's a deterrent, but it also brings you to a table. What table is that? Big boy table. Big boy table. And at the big boy table, people have to listen. It's an identifier, and it is the greatest identifier of all. This is who we are. We're a nuclear power. Sure, our people starve. Sure, I am a cult-like figure. Sure, all of those things that everybody says about me is absolutely true, but you still have to listen to me because I am Lex Luthor. You still have to listen to me because I'm Bane. You still have to listen to me because I am Loki. You still have to listen to me for all of the bad things and the bad people inside of the comic books of the world. I am that mad, crazy scientist that has something that you must pay attention to. China has to pay attention. They're sick and tired of them. They canceled flights there today under the auspice that, nobody's really want to go to Pyongyang. That's not true. Those things would fly empty. It's a subtle message. Something has to be done. But until he's removed, cooler, calmer heads prevail, he's in the game. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. He is a nut job, though, isn't he? Tiny. So it's Kim Il-sung would have been 105 years old tomorrow. And he was the first. He's the one who stared down China, even though he got help from them. And he's the one who, of course, you know, north-south, that was him. And then Pops came along. And then, of course, we got Midget. So it's three generations of lunacy. One, two, three. But this one has something that everybody in the Middle East wants. And remember that. When everybody else is telling you, we got to do this, we got to do that, understand why they have it. It makes them a world power when it comes to might and force. When you have one of those, you're in the game. And they got one. Hey, if you're hiring, good for you. Business is improving. Nice. But you're sick and tired of hiring the same person. Person works here 45 days. Next thing you know, they're not really a good fit. We have to let them go. You do the same thing. You rinse, repeat. You put the same ads, same places. It's not working. You don't want just another employee. You want somebody who's looking for a career, somebody who's looking for a job that they know is going to last a while. They're going to bring you value. You're going to bring them value. So what do? Well, how about this? Instead of doing the same old same, go to ZipRecruiter.com. There you can post your job to 200-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Any city, industry, nationwide, you post once and you watch what happens. These qualified candidates are going to come in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Saves you time. All you have to do is look through, quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you out there, use my code and you can post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, try it for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Simple and easy, 323-538-2423. So much stuff to get to. Jim Kennedy is going to join us later to talk about politics, politics, and politics. We have got some hilarious stuff with the spicy coming up. And Manterruptions are back. And this time there's a study that says some of it's true. Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
I tell you, you talk about being in over your head. I was watching this guy, Sean Spicer. You know, he's
oh
become.
My God.
I don't recall ever during the Obama administration being interested in the daily press conference. I kind of can't wait every day to see what this guy says. He just.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I remember at the very beginning when he was announcing that he was going to have these briefings saying, oh, I'm not going to watch. Now they're must see TV.
They are. Howard Stern right there. Said it last week. I've said it the week before that. I've said it since day one. It's fun, right? He makes it fun. You go back, and if you ever see any of the old briefings, whether it be from any of the people, right? Anybody, man, just go back as far as you can. Unless it is massive news, every single time this guy holds a briefing, it is must-see TV, and it is standing room only, wall-to-wall. He's become, I would dare say, as of right now, he has become the must-see ticket in D.C. Like, if I could, I would love to go to D.C. and get a press pass. It's must-see TV with this guy. Jimmy Kimmel last night rolled this out, putting together some of the spices. How should we say this? This is a mashup, but I may call this his greatest hits.
Hey guys, good morning, good afternoon,
good evening,
good afternoon. Yesterday, the president made it clear throughout his time, the president will depart from this White House to the Winter White House, welcome and confirm Secretary Tillerson, Secretary of Education. This meeting was an economically lowering drug prices. He's appointed a tough, calling for tougher vetting individuals from travelers, build a large physical barrier. Good morning, good afternoon. It's not my fault.
it is a, and again, that was on Kimmel last night. It is a tough, thankless job, probably one of the worst jobs you can have in the White House. It's a day-to-day thing. You go out there. You've even seen the best of the best, man. They get hammered, and it is a job that has a shelf life. You may stay with the president through an election, maybe a year or two into it, and then step away if he's reelected or she's reelected. Rarely do you see them make it much more than 2-3 years. There's just a shelf life to this, and he has added some humor and some entertainment, albeit not always the way that, you know, that you would like to be entertaining people, but he's a good time right there, and I think he's a good sport. I think he's, from what I hear, he's an affable, very nice man. Still part of the Navy, right? He's a Navy reserve. Still dresses up in his uniform and does work once a month. So good for him, though. But it is hilarious. Poor Spicy. Let's have a little bit of fun. It's time for our Friday, our Good Friday, Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Our Urban Word of the Day. This is for the youngsters out there that have issues with video games and or... just you young guys out there who like to play the video games. Every once in a while, when you're playing somebody, you may have to say, catch my thumbs. Catch these thumbs, baby. You want to play me in Mortal Kombat? Catch these thumbs. Fighting or serving or about to serve your opponent as you whoop their ass in a video game, catch these thumbs is your urban word or phrase of the days.
Chat. Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Catch my thumbs.
How about that?
What do you think of that? Nah, you got served. I bought a video game. I like to regale this story. One time in the last 25, 30 years, I got a video game. I was like, I really want a video game. And I for Christmas, I got the game Gun because I'm a huge Western. Came out like 10 years ago. Chris Christopherson was the voice, right? You're playing this guy named Cole. I got the game. I had no idea what I was doing, and I could never get past the point where it really started to happen. He just kept running into this rock. I wasn't even into the point where the story started, so then I could go do stuff. That's how bad I was at it. All it kept saying was, over and over again, I remember it in my head. It's burned in there. It's seared in there. Chris Christopherson going, come on, Cole. Come on, Cole. Come on, Cole. I took it back the next day. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? That's what I call you on those glorious days. Happy Good Friday. Isn't every Friday kind of a good Friday? Like, this is an extra good Friday because Easter's here. But honestly, most Fridays are good Fridays. We had donuts today. Chocolate old-fashioned. Chocolate cake for me. We split a chocolate bar, another phenomenal day. I don't think I'm addicted to donuts, but I like them. One thing that is becoming an addiction and is more and more apparent is cell phones. In fact, there is now more and more places opening up that deal with addiction to electronics, especially here in the States. A lot of kids addicted to electronics. And I get it's a weird thing, right? Because electronics and the technical world we live in is only going to become more technical. It's not going to become less technical. So you walk that fine line of kids trying to play, learn, understand. It's part of their life. It's not part of ours. We're trying to, at times, compare their world to our world. They live in a different world, a different time. We didn't have all the gadgets they did. They have all these gadgets. But it's definitely becoming more and more of a problem for younger and younger kids.
You punish him and say, okay, you know, if you don't clean your room, this is going to happen. He doesn't care. But if I say, you don't clean your room, I'm taking away your phone, he has a nervous breakdown. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's come to the point where, like, that's how you threaten a kid now. It's like you take away his data. You take away his data, and he freaks out. Yeah. You know?
When I see his reaction, I said, it's like he has an addiction. I said, we might have to do an intervention. And I'm not kidding, because it's like an addict.
Yeah. And that's what they're like. And that dad, that right there is a family. They're called the Koch family, the Cook family. They struggle. They have a young, you know, they have like an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and electronics are their world from the moment they're up to the moment they go to bed. And it's, again, that fine line of the world of electronics. Jack, my 6 3/4, is very, very important. Loves, like last night, he was having issues. He wanted more tablet time. He's getting more and more into it. He's playing games, doing things. I have zero problems with that. I have no, because I do know that he is also an outside kind of kid. He loves to go outside. There is a limited shelf life for him, and the I can sit here for an hour or two. I can watch stuff. I can play on the games and the tablets. But then that he's got to go. So his interaction with others and the fact that he likes to get out there and play is great. But it is becoming that way. My little brother, Dakota, on the other hand, is not that way anymore. He is completely addicted to it. He is so addicted. He has a limited shelf life when it comes to fun anymore. He goes out. He plays with the kids. He does that. But he's the first one to come in, and he goes right to his tablet. And that's what he wants to do. Is it an addiction? It's hard to say, right? It's hard to say if there is an addiction, because we're asking kids who've only known this as life. They see everybody else around there doing it. Remember we talked about weight earlier this week and how people are starting to say to themselves, I feel like I look normal, right? Because everybody else kind of looks like me. Well, if you're a kid, everybody else is doing the same thing. So you think it's normal. You're on the phone all day. You're doing this. And yeah, and we're pushing, hey, this is what we did in our day, so you should do it like us. I don't know if that's always true.
When you start handing these devices to young children and they're distracted by the movement and color and sound coming from this device, that is mesmerizing enough that it will override all those natural instincts that children actually have for movement and exploration and social interaction.
It's just tough. I mean, you look out there, it's a tough thing because you want to find that right balance. And sometimes I think as parents, we approach it from a different kind of balance, as if this is how we did things in my way. You should go outside. In my day, we rode our bikes 24 hours a day because that's what we did. And we live in a different world. I mean, how much we've talked this week ad nauseum about the insanity of people calling, you know, people on the phone or the CPS because, hey, I got to call my neighbor next door. His kid's outside by himself, or calling CPS, you know, because the kid's walking down the street by himself. We live in a different time, right? And electronics this is all encompassing. And by the way, one thing I don't think addresses in this is we, the parents, are as addicted as the children, if not more so. Because we tell the children, you've had enough. We tell the children, get off of it. Yet many times as we tell them that, we pick our phone up, we text somebody, we check out our Facebook, we check out our Instagram, we do work, we watch a YouTube video, whatever it is. Now, I think here's the thing where I think you can get super addicted. I think when it comes to gaming and a singular thing like that, I think you can. That to me is where, when you hear stories of when people die because they gamed for 48 straight hours and they didn't eat or drink, that to me is a much worse problem than a kid who's playing on the phone for a little while, texting his friends, looking at YouTube videos, doing several different things. This is their mall. This is their interaction. They don't go to the malt shop. They don't go to the mall because there is no malls and there is no malt shops. This is all of those things. But when I look at what is addictive, it's the gaming side of stuff.
Restart has treated children as young as 13. And after 4 weeks here, Xander has some advice for fellow young screen addicts.
Get outside. Go explore the world. There's a whole world to see. And when you're on staring at a screen, it's just unhealthy.
Is it unhealthy? You know, are we finding things that we think are addictive? Like, 'cause if your kid wanted to eat healthy, if your kid wanted to work out all day, there's things you would think, okay, well, that's fine, right? I mean, we all need a break here and there. They sleep at night. Again, it's a different time and a different era, and we can't always say that you should do it like we did, because they don't live in the world that we did. We can say those things about when we were kids, where I think that kids need to have is more time. Yes, I think they do need some outside time. I think they do need interactive time. But the way we used to interact was natural, right? You'd get on your bike. You'd ride your bike down to your friend's house. You'd hang out there for a little while. Then you guys would all go to the park. Nowadays, it is all organized. You're going to have a play date at this time. You've got soccer, basketball practice at the time. Then you're going to, it's all organized. There's no naturality to it. It's structured in a much different way. So I don't know if I buy totally into this, because I think for all intents and purposes that while yes, there can be addictions, we know that to be true. There can be, I think the addictions I find to be more about games. And we had a millennial here. Good guy, really good guy. He was addicted to a video game. He would spend, he wasn't anything else. He was addicted to a singular video game that he would go out of his way to do as little as possible so he could play as much as possible as video games. He would shirk his responsibilities to do that. Wasn't addicted to all the other things that you can have. But when it came to it really hurt us at times here, because we needed stuff done and it was more important for him to play video games, and he would game for 18 or 20 or 40. Like Jack likes to play on his tab and his computer, his little laptop and stuff that he has. But again, there's a shelf life. He likes being outside too as much as he does everything else. And that's where I think the parents have to push it to a certain extent. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can also go to ChadBensonShow.com. Check out the podcast and all the other cool stuff that we do here for you right here on the Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now, 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
Hey! Coachella's this weekend. I see them everywhere. They're unavoidable. Man buns, skimpy outfits. I'm okay with some of the skimpy outfits, not okay with others. Tonight, Radiohead. You can stream Coachella this year, too. Tonight, Radiohead is the headliner. Tomorrow, it's Gaga. And then it is Lamar Kendrick Sunday. Now, Phil, I did listen to some of the Lamar Kendrick. Don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal.
I didn't like it at all.
It's, some of it is like you're right. Some of it's like you're making no sense talking, and I don't get it. It's like you're going haiku / slam poetry, and what? That's the way I felt. How long did it take you to put together? Right. But it just overnight. That's what people saying overnight. You don't even understand. It's the greatest thing ever overnight. It's like the biggest. It broke the internet. Well, internet looks fine to me. Working okay. It's just a very bizarre situation, though. I don't get, like, Radiohead tonight, I don't see the appeal for Radiohead. I don't. I'm sure there is an appeal. I'm sure there's some people out there that love them. I'm sure some of the youngsters in the world do like them, but I don't see the appeal for Radiohead tonight. Movies this weekend, the Fast and Furious, like 865. This one's great. The Rock and Vin Diesel are both in wheelchairs and they race themselves. They should, you know what they should do? We should combine movies. We should do the Fast and Furious Transformers. Right? That'd be awesome. I'd love that. You got Bumblebee, he's fast, right? And The Rock, it would just, it'd be perfect. And this is the first one without Paul Walker. And I think they're using his brother as a double, so he'll make kind of, I don't know how that works. I'm not quite sure how that all goes about. But I think they tried to use his brother as some sort of double. I don't know if you're going to see him from behind. And I saw, now Phil, you are a geek when it comes to certain science fiction movies. Did you see the Last Jedi trailer that premiered today?
No, I'm planning to watch it tonight, though.
That looks pretty good. I mean, it looks okay. Yeah, Jack is over the moon about it. Lost his mind. Greatest thing ever. But it looks okay. I will go see that. I didn't see the last one, the thing that came out this past year, but I will see this. Maybe. Maybe. I say that. I'm so lazy. I will see this when it comes on cable and I don't have to pay for it. That's when I'll see it. Manterruptions. You remember that? We talked about that. Well, Law News, which is my favorite of all websites, conducted a study. And guess what they found out? Female justices are interrupted 3 times as often as male justices. That's right, because men are speaking. Chad, how could you say that? I'm kidding. Oh, goodness me. The article refers to one particular incident in 2013 that highlights the interruption problems of female justices during an oral argument in a case dealing with the use of race as a factor in college admission. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioned a male lawyer when the late Justice Antonin Scalia appeared to interrupt. "Excuse me," Scalia said, cutting off Sotomayor. Can I? What were you about to say? What were those numbers? I was really curious about hearing those numbers." Now, maybe she interrupted the lawyer who was going to deliver numbers. Have we thought about that? And maybe he wanted to hear. I don't know. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, do you know anything?
Hey, lady, shut up!
I would like
less
you.
Ambitious in the world.
I would like you to adjust this. You're a father. You have a daughter.
I wrote about that.
So is it President Obama's fault? Is it President Obama's fault?
You're a Democrat.
I'm with your
Mika,
family.
You're a Democrat. Let me say this, okay?
United States alone could not do.
Right, but you
so
said
wait,
that
wait,
you
let
think
me
you're going to cheat.
Will you just shut up and let me talk?
Shut up. When a man is talking, do not interrupt.
I'm so sorry.
Can I just say then?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Way past her bedtime.
Now let's just stop talking and have idiot actor sex.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up forever!
Oh, my Lord. That is hilarious. 3 times as many. 3 times as many. That's a lot. But I, again, when they read that, all that comes to my mind is, the lawyer was saying something and was going to, and she asked a question when he was going to deliver numbers. Maybe I'm wrong. It's possible. I've been wrong on many occasions in my life, and I will continue to be wrong at times because I am a human being, and this is what human beings do. They are wrong. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. If you like to walk, there are 2 states you must absolutely avoid. Now, Phil, you've been walking a lot more lately. You don't have to worry about this. Your state is not on here as the top 2. If you do have to walk, though, avoid Delaware, which you should probably do anyways. Are we on in Delaware? Probably. No, they hate us. And Florida, which you avoid Florida pretty much. I like Florida, but it's Florida. Right? When crazy stuff happens, where is it? Florida. Always. Boa constrictor does something. Florida. You name weird stuff, crazy sex stuff, Florida. Road rage, Florida. Now you've got a lot of people, pedestrians getting killed in Florida and Delaware, which is yet again. So this week we have showed you, you do not eat vegetables because they have both scorpions and bats in them, and now you don't walk. We are saving you one lazy inch at a time because that's how much we care about you. Walking, don't. Go to the treadmill, watch TV like I do. That's great. I watched some sports today, and I ran a mile and a half uphill at that little thing that goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Next to a supermodel, by the way. The woman next to me on the treadmill was a supermodel, and then her boyfriend came over, and he looked like a cobra because his muscles started about his elbow and went down to like his 20-inch waist. I was saying to my friend, if I wanted to look like that, I would have to be younger. If I wanted to, it'd be easier for me today to build a time machine and go back to my younger days to look like that than it would be to actually look like that. I don't know how much time somebody spends in the gym doing that. I just do not have that much devotion to something. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Come on, Cole! It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.